In today's first reading, St. Paul tells us, Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2, the beginning, he tells us that you were dead through the crimes and the sins which you have committed, a sin that you used to live. When you were following the way of this world. So he opposes the way of God and the way of the world, obeying the ruler who governs the air, speaking about the devil, and all the bad inclinations that are part of our nature, that spirit in us who is at work constantly by temptation. Not that he is more powerful than God. No. God overcomes evil. And he tells the Ephesians how in the past, perhaps they were living sensual lives, ruled entirely by spontaneous desires or own ideas, oblivious of what God was expecting from each one of us or each one of them. But then he continues telling them the reality now. When we were dead through our sins, our Father God brought us to life with Christ. It's entirely through grace that you have been saved, he tells us. So it's not that we exert effort and therefore we are saved. No, that's not as simple as that. Rather, we have to begin explaining it the other way around. God loves you, has looked at you, and has given you the strength, the grace to fight. Therefore, now it's your turn to pay back that love with love. You observe there that God is looking at you. You see that with his glance, he's sending you the strength to fight. That's why we can say salvation is by grace alone, because it's only when God looks at us, we call it grace. So grace, therefore, is not a substance, some sort of thick liquid grace that God pour into our souls to provide us with some sort of salvific energy. No, it is the unmerited favor and choice by God. Yesterday we were saying how the prophet was telling Isaiah, God has called you by your name. That's what grace is all about. It's God's choice. He has loved me. And he has died himself for me when I was in sin. That's what grace is all about. So, therefore, don't think of it as some liquid there inside. You have grace or you don't have grace. No, grace is the measurement of my relationship with God, which isn't personal relationship with God, rather than material. When you have that spiritual gift, which is grace, when God smiles on each one of us and you correspond to him, when God invites you into his friendship, when he tells you, you are my son in Jesus Christ, you are my daughter in him. It's in the light of this gift of friendship that we are strengthened and encouraged to serve Him. We correspond to this grace so that this gift from God, His friendship, becomes stronger. So that relationship becomes stronger when we heed it. When we respond to His love becomes stronger in us and becomes a more important element in our lives. That's why grace, we say in Spanish, gracias, means it's a favor that you make me. I don't deserve it. Gracia, in Tagalog, comes from Spanish. Means I acknowledge that it's you, my Lord, that have been gracious to me, we say in English. Means I don't deserve it. Gracias, Señor. It's your gift. But that's not all, you know. I keep on repeating it. If you say that's all, then you're a Protestant. But we had to continue saying, all the Christians always have done. When you look at me, you impose on me an obligation to respond to your glance, to look at you back, smiling as you are smiling to me, corresponding as you have committed to me. In the same manner, I have to be committed to you. So you see how grace strengthens us. Grace commits us to answer, to respond to the love of God. Am I answering God today? Not in general. No. Ask yourself right now in this prayer, today, am I ready to say yes to God? Yes, I'm here, my Father. I'm here by your side. Stay with me. Stay. Remain with me. Don't go away. Mane nobiscum. That's the mechanics of that grace, that gift of friendship. God shows us His love, and we respond. So, He shows us even a greater love. He loves us even stronger. That's why the saints are persons who had been loved by God in a very special manner. Or, to say the same thing with different words, they are persons with great grace. Our Lady, and she was greeted by the angel, Gabriel. He said, Here, Kecharitomene in Greek, that's what the Gospel says, which means, Hail, Hi, full of grace, as if it were her name, full of grace. Our Lady was full of grace. Why? Because God loved her in a special manner, because God has chosen her to be His mother, and because she corresponds to that love. With everything she was, put it into it, everything she had, her life, her person, her femininity, her future, her plans. What about you and me? How am I corresponding to God? Do I consider God's friendship as the most important element in my life? Lord, show me your love, and I will say yes to you. I will answer you so that you send me more love. Don Alvaro del Portillo used to say, Ayúdame más. Keep on helping me even more and more. Tell our Lord, I'm weak, ayúdame más, help me more, because you need the grace, the same way that the car needs fuel, gasolina or diesel. He needs it. Why you cannot run? Well, in the same way, you need the love of God to run, to go, to be happy now and happy ultimately later. But if you consider all these graces, what is the greatest grace that my Father God has possibly given me? Think. Jesus Christ, His Son, and the salvation that He brings with Himself. The Good Samaritan gave 2 coins to the innkeeper. This represents the grace of God. One coin, one of these denarios is Jesus Christ. It has the face of Jesus there. Jesus is with you. Jesus is coming to you in the Eucharist. Jesus is now accompanying you in your prayer. Stay with me, Lord. Don't go away. Mani nobiscum. Say that continuously. You realize that He never leaves you. A person who is accompanied by Jesus constantly is in the right place. A person who is not accompanied by Jesus is lost. It's just grouping in darkness. So the greatest gift, remember, is Jesus. He is mine. When the prophet announced the birth of the Son of God, he says, a child is born unto us. Well, this is the English translation. A son is born unto us. What does it mean? I don't have any child. He has not been born from me. It means He has been born for us, for our salvation, exclusively to give glory to God and to bring you to God. So this child has been born unto us, for us. What about the other coin? The other coin is the Holy Spirit. The same face. 2 coins are equal if they are from the same batch, right? The other face is the Holy Spirit. They are the same face. Why? Because Jesus, the Son of God, is God. The Holy Spirit, the gift of God, is God. Not greater, not lesser, but equal in glory and deserving the same veneration. Though they are not 3 gods, but 1 God, infinite, almighty, 1 God, to whom we should adore forever and ever. So we go back. What is this grace? What is this favor? Is Jesus with me? The Holy Spirit with me? Let's go back to the second part. The Holy Spirit with me. So the Holy Spirit, look at yourself, is with you. Now, as I am talking, if you are in the state of grace, believe me, He came down the day of Pentecost, and He never left. He lives when you kick Him away through sin, and you recovered Him when you go to confession with repentance and purpose of amendment. The Holy Spirit is in you, within your grace. And what is He doing? He's helping right now to listen to this meditation. That's the first thing He's doing right now with you, inside you. Without His help, you will have switched off your device and push it aside. But you're listening, my friend. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is with you, helping you. It's His grace. So the greatest grace, the uncreated grace, the source of all the other little graces that help you throughout the day, is the Holy Spirit. What should we do? You do. Consider that the Holy Spirit is with you constantly, the presence of God. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth, means change everything so that everything is directed towards you. Stay with me, Holy Spirit. Inspire me, enlighten me, give me direction. Talk to him. Holy Spirit sometimes is like a wise when you find direction, like a super wise application. You know, this application tells you now turn right, now turn left. Well, this is the Holy Spirit, only that wiser. What should I do? Should I do that or that? Should I insult this person or be patient? Should I condemn that person or help that person? This is the Holy Spirit is going to tell you what direction to take, left or right or straight. My friend, continue being considerate with the graces that God is sending you constantly now. Not, you know, in some time in the future, but constantly showering you with graces. Stay with me. Thank you, Lord, for that infinite treasure, which is your grace in my soul. Help me so I never had to lose it. What a pity. If you waste it, you don't make use of it. But you know, Lord, I'm a palayok. I'm an earthenware. It easily gets broken. And you have poured inside that palayok your Holy Spirit, Jesus with me. This is your grace. So you see that the difference, he infinite, God Almighty, and I fragile, made with clay from the earth. Help me, Lord, to carry that grace in my earthenware with dignity, that I may never break that palayok with sin. And if ever I'm in danger, if ever I try to go away from you, call me. You are the good shepherd. Call me to go back to you. My mother, you receive the whole caboodle. God the Son was dwelling in your most pure womb. God the Holy Spirit worked on you, and she conceived by the work of the Holy Spirit, you see. Tell her to teach you to carry on and receive constantly the Holy Spirit, his graces.